Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva of Duels weekly blog talk radio show, where we talk all things Days of Our Lives, and during football season we talk about football and all kinds of other things. But anyway, welcome to our show, and I think it would be I would be remiss if I did not give a shout out to the Pittsburgh Penguins, I believe the name is, who won a Stanley Cup last week. Two of our diva folks, including the diva herself and Mary Ann, Mama Hooch, are both devoted Pens fans. So just wanted to give them a shout out and a congratulations for winning the Stanley Cup. And let's see, Diva Carrie is not going to be able to join us tonight. Mary Ann is going to be joining us late. And I'm going to try to figure out what we can talk about for the next half hour and until Marianne can get here. So anyway, you can find us on Facebook. You can find us at divaofduel.com. You can find us, Carrie has a blog there. And you can find us on Twitter. You can find Carrie at divaofduel. And you can find me at Cosy Hooch. And you can find Marianne at mama_hooch. And let's see, we also want to give a shout out to the Hapkos, who we're actually going to try to call in. I think it was last week, and we didn't end up having a show. So anyway, you can check out at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka on Twitter. And hopefully our blog talk will stay up. We've been having some technical difficulties tonight, which are a pretty common situation. But anyway, so hopefully we will stay connected here. And then let's see. And also two of our favorites are at Lauren Coslow and at Teo Pinglis, who play Kate Roberts and Andre and or Tony DeMira on Days of Our Lives. So check them out on Twitter as well. And also Ian Buchanan, who's also a longtime favorite of ours. He is at Kilt Trip USA. Let's see. And we're having a problem with the chat room. I'm trying to get that up and running, too, for those of you that want to go in there. And apologize for the delay. And it's still not working. So let's see. Okay, I think we got it. I think we are up and running there now. So join us in the chat room if you like. And let's see. What happened on Days of Our Lives this week? Well, first and foremost, it was a good week because we had some Kate on for a change, which was nice. But let's see. The week started out with a little bit of a reunion with Kayla, Patch, and Joey. And they were still out in the commune, wherever that is, in California or wherever they ended up. And they were headed back to Salem and were joking about doing a family road trip and how much fun that would be. And not so sure Joey or Kayla were that fond of the idea. But anyway, while they were teasing each other and joking about all that, let's see, Joey gets a text message from Jade, who, did they even have a couple name? Has anyone bothered with that? Would that be Jay, or would that be Jode or Jade? I guess Jade would work too. I don't know. I don't know if there's a couple name or not. I haven't really gotten that invested in them. But Jade texted Joey an urgent text that she was in trouble and in danger back at the commune. And so he told his parents, basically, I'm going back to check on Jade to help her. You know, you guys can either come with me or not, but I'm going. And, of course, they didn't want him to go and that whole thing. But, of course, we all know how that worked. So they end up back at the commune, and there's a lot of back and forth as to what they should do. And then, basically, Joey gets in there, and, you know, basically – one of the guys has gone is a whack job, and he's basically, we find out that he, one of the communers, had killed a shopkeeper or something, some sort of attendant, and he also had shot a police officer that had come to bust them at the commune, and the guy's bleeding on the floor, and Jade's aunt is trying to sort of, I guess, keep him from bleeding out. And so they walk into a very serious situation, of course, and Jade is, you know, obviously upset, frazzled, scared for her life and everything, and Joey plays the hero. Anyway, they get Patch in there, Steve gets in there, and he basically has the guy where he wants him, you know, negotiating basically for him to, you know, work with the police and everything and all that good stuff. And and I must say, Stephen Nichols' performance was great. I mean, you know, he was really good. And he did in the dialogue, he did a shout out to his history of how he lost his eye and how Bo, you know, saved him and all that, or caused him to lose his eye, but also saved him in the process and so on and so forth. So we get a little history shout out there. And I mean, Stephen Nichols was just great in the scene. Meanwhile, Kayla's stuck outside, not knowing what the heck's going on. But let's see. So then, just about the time he finally has this guy where he wants him, of course, some police officer busts in and everything goes into chaos. And basically, you know, Joey gets shot in the gut. So he gets shot. He takes a bullet for his girl. What can we say? Young love. So he's at the way they leave at the end of the episode. Kayla, you know, somehow Kayla gets in and she's trying to save him and save her own son. And, you know, so anyway, they get the police officer and the head of the commune out first. They did negotiate that. And then after all hell broke loose, then, you know, then they end up in there trying to save Joey. And that's where the scene or the episode ends. And quite frankly, I only saw Monday and Tuesday's episodes. And so, I was out of town. And so I, just still trying to catch up, but so I'm pretty sure Joey lives. But let's see. Also in that episode, I believe that's the episode where Doug and Julie are moving all their stuff into Jennifer's house, and Jennifer has some flashbacks to when she was freaking out trying to find her pills and everything that she'd hidden all over the house, and just having some fat flashbacks. And she's like, you know, at first she's kind of annoyed because Julie's bringing all this crap in the house, trunks and different things, because she's moving in, they're moving in, and she's kind of annoyed. JJ is trying to carry out everything in for him, and, you know, Jennifer doesn't really want them there. But then she and Julie have some really poignant scenes where they talk about how, you know, like, basically, Jennifer's like, I don't know how I got in this position. I don't know how I got here. You'd think that I, you know, it's like I did everything right. At one point, I was happily married, and I was a star reporter, and I had these two beautiful young children, and, you know, da-da-da-da. And how did my life get to this point where I'm now, people are worried about me backsliding and, you know, falling off the wagon and starting to take toll again. So Julie was just very sweet and supportive and just said, look, you know, Jennifer was kind of like, I don't know how grandma and grandpa did it. And I don't know, gosh, you know, they had their hands full and all. Of course, Julie was part of the reason they had their hands full. So that was kind of fun. But anyway, so Julie's like, look, we're family. You know, that's the way it works. We're there for each other. That's how we were managed to be around so long. And I thought that was kind of cool because I pulled myself out of the scene for a minute and I was like, basically, what the deal is with Days of Our Lives, the show. It's a big, you know, it's a family, and, you know, and it's been around for over 50 years and now. And how did it keep going? Well, because family looks out for each other. You know, we, the fans, look after the show, we support it, and all the cast and crew, although, I mean, there's obviously legendary stories of not everybody getting along like family, but in a way, kind of like family. That's how it goes. But that, you know, it, at the end of the day, you know, may not always be a happy family, but it's one big family. And, you know, that's enabled the show to be produced for all these years. And it's also on the fictional side, and a family has helped, you know, keep the Hortons alive and kicking all these years and everything. So Julie and Jennifer hug, and, you know, this is a very poignant, some very poignant scenes that I think we could kind of apply to both the Hortons as a family, as a fictional family, and also as, you know, the show Days of Our Lives. And then, let's see. And then we've got, let's see. Okay. So I think they did a good job of, you know, kind of highlighting how Jennifer's still kind of dealing with her addiction issues, and how, you know, sometimes family has to move in and they have to be there for each other when that's going on. And understandably, the family is worried about her backsliding and everything, because they've seen her go through hell. She's put other people through hell, but she's also been through hell herself, and nobody wants her to go through that again. And so, and she needs to be strong for her kids and her grandbaby and everything else. So anyway, so I think all that was very realistic. Certainly what a lot of American families are dealing with these days. Jennifer's whole story right now, I think, really resonates with a lot of people on one level or another. Pretty much if you don't know somebody in your family that's dealt with that, you have at least have a friend who knows somebody who's dealt with that. And, so I'm glad Days of Our Lives has been, you know, doing that story. And so anyway, let's see. I can't remember which day it was, if it was Monday or Tuesday, but basically Nicole, on another story, Nicole goes to Rafe and she's like trying to use their friendship. And also he figures out halfway into the conversation, she's also trying to use his past relationship with Kate basically convince him that that Nicole did not do anything to Deimos. Deimos the week before had been, you know, basically tossed in a river, essentially by Kate. But, you know, I'm not going to say that. No, I'm backing Kate all the way. So anyway, as far as I'm concerned, probably good riddance, but as far as Deimos is concerned. But anyway, they had gotten to a fight the week before and out by the river. And we all know how that river can be based on the Nick storyline from a few years ago, which was an awesome storyline. Anyway, so let's see. So we got Nicole basically going to Rafe, oh, you're my friend, and, you know, I didn't do this, because, you know, Kate's blaming, you know, everybody's blaming Nicole for Deimos' disappearance. And she's like, look, I didn't do anything. It wasn't my fault. Didn't do it. Wasn't there. You know, so and so forth. You got to believe me, pout, pout, you know. And, you know, of course, Rafe figures out halfway into it, oh, wait, oh, yeah, you're also doing this because, you know, Kate and I had a relationship and you're trying to, you know, kind of basically leverage that as far as his relationship with her and everything else. So while Nicole's lobbying for her innocence and for them to listen to her, let's see. We had some great scenes. turning to Kate. Kate's at the Kyriakis mansion and she's holding a fake marriage certificate for her and Deimos. And she's on the phone with somebody saying, look, you were our witness. You did see us get married in Vegas. And if you don't say that, then you're basically going to lose everything, and kind of threatened whoever this was with, you know, some serious repercussions if they did not, toe the party line there, so to speak. So anyway, so she's basically blackmailing somebody into going along with her on the thing that they really, that Deimos and she really did get married, because of course she wants to get all his money and take over Titan and the whole bit. And of course Victor's figured this out. He's highly suspicious that Kate's probably the one behind the death or the disappearance of Deimos and all that, and not that he cares one lick about his brother, but he does, he would like to get his stuff back, as he said. So he goes over and visits with Kate, and they have a very interesting, I mean, if anybody has not seen those scenes, you got to go see them. If you love Victor and you love Kate, you got to go watch those scenes, because it was classic Victor and Kate. They were awesome. And so basically Victor is like, you know, Nicole's really reformed herself, and she's a really good girl, and I really don't think, you know, I'm going to have to go talk to the police, and I just really don't think she's the one responsible for his disappearance. And Kate's like, oh, come on, Victor, you know, and she's basically lobbying for him to throw Nicole under the bus, which I believe he does. And as only Victor can, he really puts the squeeze to Kate, and he's basically like, look, I'm going to have to go talk to the police. I can either talk with them and put you in a favorable light or Nicole in a favorable light. How would you like this to go? And she's like, so basically he's like, well, if I'm going to put you in a positive light, Nicole, throw Nicole under the bus, then I want all my stuff back, meaning Titan and everything. He's like, I mean, you can keep the money, but I want Titan and I want some of this other stuff. So, so they work out something, and I didn't get to see it later in the week, but I believe that Victor does throw Nicole under the bus, and you know, so that's always nice. But anyway, let me bring Marianne's here. Let me bring her on. Hey, Marianne, are you there?
Yeah.
Hello. Hey, are you there?
I made it. Finally.
Hey there.
Yes. Hello.
Did you hear the last part I was talking about?
Kate and Victor, Nicole. That whole scenario with the Deimos supposedly being murdered and stuff. Yeah, and Kate kind of threw Nicole under the bus telling Kate, who do you want on my side? You know, because everyone doesn't believe Kate, because she conveniently pointed different things out. She conveniently dropped the phone. She's the one she's the one that benefits, you know, because supposedly she married.
And that he knows that's a fake marriage certificate, and he can prove it, and he'll tip off the authorities that that's not a real wedding certificate
and of course she had Aiden do that. You know, she had paid Aiden like $250,000 to do it.
I didn't see that part. So okay.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Aiden's the one she went to. So
okay.
Yeah.
Because I mentioned that she was threatening somebody on the phone that they were a witness to their marriage or else kind of thing. But that's funny.
Yeah. Well, then she did get people. Yeah. That was kind of done behind the scenes. She was also getting people. You know, they were getting people together like to say that they witnessed it. And everything too. So it's like she's trying to cover all her bases here, but and I don't know how much you talked about. I think everything was very well done. I'm finding that storyline interesting about all the backstabbing back and forth with Deimos and Kate and Nicole. I thought that to be pretty interesting.
Yeah, the dialogue was pretty good and everything. Too.
Yeah, and the whole setup, you know, about Deimos not being dead, and then they throw Chloe into the mix, which was a surprise.
Did you
talk about that?
No, I haven't talked about that yet. If you want to talk about that thing, because I was thinking, did I miss an episode? But then they explain it throughout the episode on Tuesday. So yeah, go for
well,
it.
Well, yeah, and we didn't. And I'm trying to. And I always forget where we're because we didn't do it last. We didn't do the show last week, so we missed like all of last week.
Well, see,
and I'm trying
Tuesday,
to think, you know, that was all. setup.
She basically, Chloe gets him into her house, and I didn't know Chloe was living close to Salem these days, but anyway, Salem, she basically gets him into her house, and he's like cut and everything, but he is alive.
Right.
And,
he called her, and you know, that was at the end of one episode, like when he got out of the river and that, we know he's alive. He calls her, and here it's Chloe. And then they kind of did a little backstory on them, how they know each other. Well, she knows him as Robert Townsend or Robert something. And here what he did was, when he came to Salem, when he got out of prison, he scoped her out. He knew all about her and Philip and her connection to the Kyriakos when she was singing in a club in Chicago. That's kind of how they showed it. That's how they met. And then they had a fling. And then he just got what he needed from her, you know, and information about Philip and Victor and everything. And then he just left, and she didn't see him again until he called her for help. And so that whole thing, and then he's in the process of explaining that somebody was trying to kill him, but he hasn't told her yet that it was Kate. But I think that's coming up next week. That's in the spoiler. So wait till Chloe finds that out.
Didn't Nicole mention to Rafe? Oh, well, you know, yeah. Kate tried to kill. You know, they conveniently mentioned that Kate tried to kill
Chloe.
And then
Chloe, Rafe said, and you tried to kill Victor. You know, and then he brought it back to Nicole.
Yeah, I loved
saying,
it.
Well, yeah, and
I
then
loved
you,
it.
And then you tried to kill. Everybody on that show has tried to kill somebody, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's like, but, I mean, this time Nicole is getting thrown. I mean, poor Nicole. I hate poor girl. You know, Kate's setting her up. Victor's throwing her under the bus. Dario has a thing for her. You see Dario kissed her. Did you talk about where they snuck into the house to try to get the goods on Kate?
No, because I only got through Tuesday, so I haven't seen the rest.
Yeah. So that's
so
another.
Go ahead and...
Yeah, they were trying to, you know, Kate has all this, you know, and they're, you know, Nicole is so positive that Kate had something to do with it, and they were trying to find proof, and they were hiding in the little doorway. And of course, in the meantime, Victor has told Philip that his mother married Deimos and all that whole story. So then Philip goes over and, you know, he has it out with Kate, and Kate wants him to, she wants him to head Titan, and he doesn't want to have anything to do with her because he believes she killed that she killed Deimos. He says, "You killed him, didn't you?
Oh, God.
Didn't you?" Philip even figures it out.
Oh, God.
And of course, Kate gets all teary eyed. Kate, just all teary eyed. How can you think I did that? And then after Philip leaves, she says, "Okay, Nicole, you can come out now." You know, she knew that Nicole was there.
Oh,
she smelled her
funny.
But smelled her perfume. She says, "I know that perfume," or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then, she was going to call the police then for breaking and entering. So she called the police, and then Dario comes out. So then she has them arrested for breaking and entering. So yeah, that was interesting. But and then she took that. You know, they haven't found the body, so they don't know that they.
Uh-huh.
And Roman and Abe think that, you know, they all think that Deimos is alive. They think that, you know, Deimos is alive. But then she took this. Remember that handkerchief? I guess remember when she bit his lip and it was all bloody. So she has his blood on this handkerchief that he wiped off.
Uh-huh.
So she went up to the bedroom and got that and took it back to the lake or wherever it was, the cliff or whatever, and she got it. And she got it all muddy and soaked it in the water, and then she threw it on, like, one of the bushes. So it has his blood on it. So now at least they're going to find something showing, like, because they saw the blood at the – you know, on the tree and everything.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't found a body. So it's going to be interesting how Deimos is going to handle this, like when he comes back, and if he's going to turn Kate in or if he's going to blackmail her, you know, because he knows that it was Kate. But actually, Kate, it kind of was an accident to kind of defend Kate a little bit. She pushed him against the tree. He came back and was all like, kind of out of it, and he stumbled and he fell, because Kate, she pushed him against the tree, but she didn't really push him over the edge like she said Nicole did. So in a way, but nobody can prove that. So in her defense, it kind of was an accident.
Yeah. Yeah.
But of course, Deimos is probably going to say, oh no, she pushed me over because she wanted my money.
Oh yeah.
Which in
oh,
a way, yeah. 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 And she did after the fact.
She's certainly not wasting any time mourning.
She's not grief. But I don't know if you saw that, but I had to feel bad for her because in a way, I think she told Deimos that she was looking for love.
Mm-hmm.
Like he was looking for love with Nicole, meaning she really wanted him to love her, and she loved her, you know, but he didn't love her back, just like he loves Nicole and Nicole isn't loving him back.
So
I thought that was
okay.
An interesting observation
cool.
with Kate. It seemed like
yeah.
Kate was kind of a little bit vulnerable there and was kind of expressing that she did have feelings
love
for him.
Kate.
And I think Nicole was having feelings for him too.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I don't know what Chloe's. That Deimos, he's getting it from everywhere, you know, from all
yeah.
these women, you know. So,
oh,
but in the meantime, from what I understand, next Friday Andre is out of jail. So Andre,
finally,
yes. And there was today or this week we got him again twice on the phone yelling at Aiden to get him out, or he's going to tell Hope that he was in on it right up into the night that he almost killed her. So I guess, and then I read somewhere, there was a spoiler out there that Aiden accepts Andre's proposal to get rid of his romantic rival. So I don't know, there's some kind of deal there to try to get rid of Rafe, which is like, go for it, I say, but you know.
Yeah. Oh,
so,
you're so rotten.
Anyways. Yeah, I said, okay. I said, that's the best idea Andre's had yet. So, you know, I don't know where that's going to go. But then I did see that Chad does find Andre trying to steal some money or something from the Demir mansion or something. So, I think, you know, Chad will be back into the mix. And I know Andre has a lot of scenes with it's coming up with Abby and Abigail. The new girl.
Yeah.
So.
Uh-huh.
Is filming.
Did you see Teo tweeting, Teo or Billy tweeting pictures about with Billy Flynn?
With the tie?
It was cute. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lauren
tweeted. Lauren took the pictures
right.
and Lauren's
that's
the one.
Right.
Yeah, but
that's
they,
right.
but then I think, did Teo tweet back to it? But it's Billy and Teo. And it says all something tied up or something. But it looks like Billy is first looks like he's fixing Teo's tie. Then he turned it around and is like choking him. And Teo's making this funny
cute.
Like, oh, like he's being like, you know, Chad's choking him. Yeah, and like I hear all the time that it's like a lot of lines to learn and it's such hard work. And I'm there, hard work. It sort of looks like they have a lot of fun on the set. You know, goofing around on the set. Don't tell me it's hard work.
Oh, that's funny.
All these pictures
see
are funny. And then there was an Instagram thing out there with, I don't know if you saw, with Christian Alfonso, Teo, and Stephen Nichols. And they posted a little video. And then they're all, you know, that was a little cute.
That's cool.
You know, they have fun on the set too. So it's all hard work.
They do work very hard. But it's nice that they take a few minutes to tease us. Fans
show
and
us.
To keep,
what,
you know, play with us. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah,
it's good to keep the fans guessing what's going to
happen.
Yes. And so, but it sounds like, you know, Kate's gotten herself in a predicament here. So she might need, maybe she needs Andre to come to her rescue. You know, he's going to find out that she has money now. So that's, he might have a little ulterior motive to go after her too.
Jen was saying in the chat room that there's lots of dimples in Roman this week. So are there some good Cayman scenes?
There was some good Cayman scenes too, because she actually called Roman when this all happened, like when she saw Nicole fighting and then left, which of course she videotaped it. Then, of course, when that happened, she right away is all crying, you know, oh, Roman, I just witnessed a murder, you know, after she. She's the one that pushed, you know. So he came and took her down to the thing, he was sitting in there talking to her, and he was saying about her. One of the lines was something about Okay, well, who is it this week? So it's Deimos? Now, oh, when Kate said that I'm married, my husband, he said, wait a minute, husband? He said, she said, yes, we just got married in Vegas. He said, oh, well, I can't keep track. Who is it this week? Deimos, and, you know, then he went down the, you know, called a couple different, you know, who, like who she with, Clyde. He mentioned Clyde. He says, I can't keep track who you're with, you know. He didn't mention that he was one of them, like, way back when, but, you know, he did mention Clyde and whoever else she was with, but yes.
Uh-huh.
So, I was like, that's what he said. He says, well, who is it this week? You know?
Oh.
So, oh, poor old Kate, you know. But, yeah, they were some, you know, little, there was some difference, you know, some scenes with them, so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Good.
So, yeah.
Oh, nice.
So that
there's a lot of Cayman fans out there that love seeing that, and I always do, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Jen's also asking in the chat room, she's also asking what we think of a Justin and Nicole pairing. But I don't know.
Justin and Nicole.
I don't know.
There were some good scenes with Justin and Victor and Brady, like, but I don't know. Justin, Nicole. You don't know who Nicole's. Then I'm thinking, what this whole business with Teresa, and after Jen Lilly leaves, what are they going to do with Brady?
Oh,
so,
yeah.
And then there's spoilers out there that Adrian and Lucas are getting married. So they must be going that route.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, and Justin's all worried now because he took that evidence because he had to show his loyalty to Deimos. Because they were trying to set Deimos up, so he hid all this evidence, and now, and so once the evidence couldn't be found, they had to let this guy go, and Roman's questioning him, like, what happened to this evidence, and like, Victor, you know, Victor said, oh, they're not going to tie it to you, so I don't know.
Oh, interesting.
And so, and then, you know, Justin and Brady both know that Nicole was in on that with Victor, so
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know, but Justin and Nicole, I don't know. It's interesting. They tried to do Justin and Kate one time. And wasn't there even a Brady
and
Kate?
Yeah, I like that idea.
Years ago or one time.
Brady and Kate.
But it never really went anywhere.
Teased
a little bit, but
nothing like. There were also scenes this week about with Belle and Sean as they're getting ready to depart the show, right? And it's
yeah,
funny
but I think they're keeping Brandon.
It's like... Oh, I didn't know that. I thought they were.
From what I understand, there's something with his contract that they have to keep him because of the 13 weeks, and they have to pay him anyway. That he's still there, so I don't know how they're going to explain one going and the other not. So I don't know.
I hadn't heard about that, but anyway.
Yeah.
I know.
But yeah, they got him together.
It's kind of funny because they had more chemistry in the last. You know, few scenes this week than they've had the whole time they've been back. You know, it's kind of funny. I never really thought the two of them had that much chemistry. I love Martha Madison, but I never really thought those two had chemistry. But they had a little bit in some of the scenes, but it's just
a little bit. Yeah,
we already know they're on their way out. But I know Martha.
Yeah, like they might
have
grown
another,
on us. You know, they would have kept them.
The writing, with the writing, but.
But she has something. She has something going on. So, and I think that's why Jen Lilly is leaving too. She wants to do other things, and I guess she has other things in the fires, and she wanted to have the freedom to do that. I don't think she was going to be able to have the freedom to do that. So, but see, I always liked Philip. See, I liked Philip with Belle. This Philip.
Yeah.
The Philip that's on there now. And
I don't know
if anybody knows.
I didn't like the way they wrote Belle this time around. That's my thing.
Well,
really
they did.
Like
they kind of wrote her out of character, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if anybody knows, but Philip, you know, he was down and out. And so he went and he picked up a girl in a bar. And here the girl is Billy Flynn's wife, Lisa, or a fiancé, the girl he's going to marry.
She
played that part. I didn't know it either until I did the Billy Flynn page, fan page, the blonde. Philip picked up.
I thought she did a good job.
Yeah, she was.
Oh, cool.
I think she did a good job, too. And I looked at her, and I'm thinking, you know, I've seen this girl somewhere. Where have I seen her? You know, because I've seen pictures, but I've never really seen her talk or seen her, you know.
That's so cool.
I've only seen in pictures with Billy Flynn, and that's his fiance. And I didn't know that. I just thought that was her.
Oh, that's cool. She did a good job. I liked it. I thought she did too. Because you know, still so they're trying to jump each other's bones, and then all of a sudden he calls her Belle, and she's like, "No," and he's like, "Oh, I was saying Bella, like beautiful."
Yeah,
and she's like, "Nice try."
Nice try, buddy.
And you know, she said, "Look, I wasn't looking for a lifetime commitment, but I did want you to at least be into me," you know. And
She
leaves. I'm like, "Oh, that was good. I like that." Oh, she's cute. Well, that's neat. Well, I remember Billy said she makes a great spaghetti bolognese. So we'll have to. Oh, I wonder if we have her Twitter handle or something. She did a good job on that. I don't know. So do you know if she has a Twitter?
Yeah, I don't know.
Sure, she has a
Who
Twitter.
Who knows? She might even be back in another part. You never know.
You never
who's going to show up one
know.
Day. You know.
Yeah, she was really good. I thought she did great in her. Mm-hmm. For a short stint there. That's good. That's a good juicy tidbit. I did not know that. Let's see. And we do have, I'm not sure if they are listening or want to talk, but I can see there's a caller here. Hang on just a second. Hello.
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 Good evening, ladies. Can you hear me?
Yes.
This is the guy known as Alan George. Like, not that's not my real name, by the way. Like, and what I'm gonna ask is like kind of tangentially related to Days of Our Lives, but I wonder if you two think if should either Lisa Rinna or Eileen Davidson be on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills any longer or not?
I have no idea.
I don't watch
that.
I have no idea. Yeah. I don't.
That's interesting. Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
believe it or not, like A. Martinez has told me privately, like via Facebook, that like he's basically told me privately that he's off contract. It was his choice. So like you know.
There
were some good scenes with
show,
him and
you know, yeah, there's some
mm-hmm.
yeah
with him and
yeah,
our yeah the, his wife yeah.
Oh, Adriana, yeah.
Yeah.
Although
those
I really I don't I want yeah. So yeah, I love him. He's really good. I really like him
mm-hmm.
a lot.
He needs to do
but
more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your are you
He's
currently watching Dave? Are you watching this this week or two?
I don't watch it regularly, but I've been thinking about buying the episode of like Days via iTunes, the one that like you know that were like where they played that's you know versus you know Tonight I Celebrate you know like whatever my love
from the episode on June 8th with Hope and Bo and everything. Oh.
We missed that last week to talk about that. That was excellent.
Yeah.
Did you get to see that,
yeah,
Anna?
If you wanna, I haven't gotten to yet.
Noting that another People Bryson song, like If Ever You're In My Arms Again, like was used for like Joan Kelly on like Santa Barbara. Kelly was the character that Robin Wright played. It was used during the show's early months. So like.
Interesting.
I wonder what Robin Wright feels about that song now. And
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Marianne, did you want to talk a little bit since we didn't have a show last week? You want to talk about the June 8th
episode?
I'm trying
to go back. Mm-hmm.
Good night. Thanks for
bye-bye.
Calling. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye,
thanks.
Hope had she thought she needed to get away a little bit to decide between Rafe and Aiden. So she goes to the Horton cabin. And so she has a dream. And it's, there's different people. How was it? Bo comes to her. And of course the one thing that I found interesting is they kind of a little bit discuss the rape between of Chase, you know, and Chase rape and Sierra. The way it was done, it was like Bo didn't have the reaction that I thought he should have, like being incensed when he talked about it and really angry. They kind of like brushed by that a little bit. It just wasn't done, you know, the way that I thought it should be. But basically it was Hope telling her that she couldn't open the door till, you know, he was trying to get her to let go of him. But what it was all these different men in her life that were dead. And she opened the door one time. It was Larry Welch came in. And so he was back. And they went back, you know, back and forth, the different things that happened. And they showed flashbacks. And then there was Stefano. See, it's been a while since I've seen this, and I'm trying to remember what happened. And then, of course, Stefano was there. And they rehashed the whole thing about the murder and everything. And so he basically and then the best part was a grown-up Zach was there. And the actor that portrayed him did a really good job, very excellent job, probably better than some of the ones that they have now.
Wow.
So yeah. So they did a he did a very good job.
Oh, cool.
So yeah.
Well,
so it was yeah, it's a really good thing, and it's more or less. She made peace with Bo, and more or less he told her, like, she had to let him go.
Oh.
So, and then they did flashbacks, and, of course, they played the Celebrate My Love. And but, yeah, if you get a chance, and it was just, the whole episode was about that, trying to, you know, come to terms
mm-hmm.
with her, you know, what, you know, all the things that she went through
mm-hmm.
with Stefano and losing Bo and losing Zach.
Yeah.
And, so, yeah, very well done.
Oh, cool. I was just looking in the chat room. Jen was asking about what did we think of Alethea Tibbs as a doctor in the psych hospital. And I was trying to figure that out. I knew I had seen her somewhere before. I could not place where I'd seen that doctor, Abigail's doctor, that told them maybe they shouldn't come back for a while or whatever. I could not figure out where I had seen her before. Didn't she look familiar to you? Because I don't know who this Alethea Tibbs is, but I think she had to have either been on another soap back in the day or something, because I totally was like, where have I seen this woman before?
Yeah, she was on a primetime show.
Okay. Yeah, what was it though? I'm trying to, it was driving me nuts. I can't think of, I'll have to look her up now that I'm glad, so glad, Jen, if you're listening, I'm so glad that you put that in the chat room because, Okay. Yeah, Jen just said The Heat of the Night, which I don't think I even watched that show, but I know I've seen her before. I knew I had seen her on something.
Not even something else, because I don't really remember watching
that show. I'm pretty sure she was on something in daytime back in the day, too, because I know when I saw her, I was like, where have I seen her before? So thank you, Jen, for... Oh, maybe she played. She's thinking maybe she played Lexi at one time, maybe back in the 80s or something, or 90s or something. I don't know. I can see her so clearly. I'll have to look at her bio and see if something rings a bell, because I never watched The Heat of the Night, but
I
knew I'd seen her somewhere.
Oh,
yeah.
Maybe we can real quick.
So,
of course, Abigail. Did you see the Abigail was started a fire and now her face is all burned and. Her arms are burned and she's in Band-Aids. And so I guess that might be how they're doing the transition.
Yeah.
Did you see any of that?
Oh, yeah. It's been really sketchy the last while. But, so I have some catching up to do. But, let's see. She said she's Carol O'Connor, starred in Heat of the Night. Oh, okay. That does sound kind of familiar now. Carol O'Connor. Wasn't he Archie Bunker?
Yeah.
He's in The Heat of the Night. Maybe that's where I know I've seen her face before. I mean, I just could. It was driving me nuts too. I was like, who is she? I know I've seen her before. But yeah, I think so. Is that did we cover the bases this week? I'm trying to think. I think we did.
Did
you
talk about Joey
Patch
Kayla and all that jazz?
Yeah, I talked about all that at the very beginning.
Yeah,
covered all that.
Yeah.
That was the whole episode Monday, basically. Other than Jennifer, I did talk about Jennifer and Julie's scenes. And, So.
Jen, Sierra, spoilers.
So,
spoilers coming up next week is like.
Oh, and I also.
They try to break.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm. They try to what?
They try to break. Chad tries to break Abigail out, but somehow she gets out. So I don't know. I'm thinking that. Well, I'm sure that's how the new girl's going to be coming in. Oh, and then the whole Rafe and the whole and the Hernandez family. There's that Blanca. I kind of that girl's pretty. Not. It's very pretty. That Blanca. Kind of like her. The mother brought in for Rafe. I don't know.
Oh, I haven't seen her.
Kind of interesting. Yeah. I don't know.
Something tells me she's not. He's not going to go for it.
No. He's not. Oh, he figured it out, you know, because well, he wants hope.
Oh,
so. Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. So.
You know. And Hope's gonna find out about Aiden. So.
At the beginning of the show, I did also congratulate the Pens for their Stanley Cup victory, and mention that you and Carrie, Diva Carrie, were both Pens fans.
Uh-huh.
So
we were going
so
wild
got a shout,
here.
You got your. You got your sports shout out.
Oh, we got our shout out. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
they were all excited.
Yeah.
We've
so very
been
cool.
Celebrating. Yeah. Mhm.
All right. Well, it's looking like it's getting maybe good again on days. I liked having Kate on a few times. That was nice.
Oh yeah. She
now
has
we
a
can
good,
just get Andre
storyline born.
Yeah.
Now Andre's
we can get Andre.
I think
back.
Next week.
You said next Friday, huh? So.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's going to be a lot into the summer, into the fall, because Taylor is working a lot. So he's working a lot.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a lot of good stuff
ahead.
Coming up.
They're still paying 6 months ahead, right? Something like that. So
from what I understand, they are. Yeah.
Which is kind of weird because they said they weren't going to – we thought they weren't going to do that. But all righty. Well,
but they're
I'm glad
still
you were able
taping
to
ahead, yeah.
Thanks for – I know you were rushing to get – get on tonight, so glad you made
it. Yeah,
those
late night things, so I know.
All right, well, until next week.
Okay. All right.
A father, have a happy Father's Day if you're listening. And,
Yeah,
and,
that's great.
All right.
Going out.
Okay,
have a good
well,
night, everyone.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.